This is more profane argument talk, and they're recording as we speak. And this will come out on Friday, and it'll already be late breaking news by then. But Kanye West, if you're aware of who he is, and I barely am,
Right.
he had been in medical care for the last 11 days,
I heard something, yeah.
and he had canceled several concerts. And the first thing that he did upon being released from the hospital today was go have a meeting with Donald Trump.
Sounds like a good thing to do. And I
Right.
don't know why he doesn't, because he's so narcissistic. I don't know why he doesn't call his, like, when he sings for people, Kanye-certs.
Now, see, that is something that you should actually use your trademarks for, which we're going to get into a little bit here as well. We're going to get in some hot button issues tonight. It's
Uh-oh.
After Dark 108, Longbox Heroes, Joe and Todd.
Right.
It's been almost 2 months, and I still almost always say Leonard.
You know what? I don't know what to say anymore. I'm in the immortal words of Buford T. Justice from the best Smokey and the Bandit, Smokey and the Bandit 3. When it comes to your changes, I'm as confused as a baby raccoon.
That's the one where Smokey is the bandit, right?
Yeah, that's the one that could have been Smokey is the Bandit, but it wasn't.
I think there's a lot of test footage of that exists online.
I think there was a whole movie that existed that, and then they cut it, they reshot things and cut it different.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, I don't know. That's a thing that people consider news. And I know Donald Trump is our president-elect, but really most of the news that comes out about him just feels like it's like, okay, I really can't get to anything about this because tomorrow just some other thing will come out and I'll have to deal with that after, let's say I cared enough about this thing of him and Kanye meeting, and let's say I get all bent out of shape about it for whatever reason, pro, con, whatever. I'm gonna waste so much time and energy being so bent out of shape over it. Tomorrow, everyone will have forgotten it. They'll have moved on, and there'll be some other, shitty thing that he did that we could all talk about.
What or amazing thing that he did we can all talk
Well,
about.
you get what I'm saying, you know? I'm more concerned about the passing of Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke died?
Just came across the wire not 5 minutes before we started recording the show.
Oh my God.
He had a heart attack while playing hockey with his teenage son.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. Alan Thicke was a good guy. I do hear his voice all the time because I guess he does some sort of tax relief commercial on the radio in these parts.
Right.
So I hear his voice almost every day.
So it's like Alan Thicke was a big part of your life.
Right. Well, again, he was a big part of my life because of I'm a big fan of Thick of the Night.
Ah, that was a great, as we've talked about many times, the great what do you want to call them, like interview shows over the years, whether it's Dennis Miller or Thick of the Night.
Right.
They're all good.
Pat Sajak.
Who was it? Doc, no, from the Lakers. What was
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson had one?
Oh my goodness.
Chevy Chase. Why don't
There's
we
a
have a
lot
list?
of good stories out there about the Chevy Chase one.
Oh, I like that he had a piano right in the desk. That was my favorite.
That was their innovation.
That was. Why don't we have a late night talk show
This
after
is the
dark?
late night talk show version of what we do.
That is true. It goes up at midnight,
Right.
so.
Sometimes it goes up at midnight, sometimes it goes up a minute after midnight. I don't know. Depends on what I feel like that night.
Sometimes we're like the old TBS, we're 5 after the hour.
Yes, 6:05. Yeah,
That's
buddy.
right.
Or after Braves baseball.
That's right.
I think that was part of the reason why I hated baseball was because it always interfered with Saturday Night Wrestling.
I always hated baseball because it was boring and pretty much terrible.
Also true. Also true.
It's no football. It's no football.
Oh boy. We'll find out about that in a couple of weeks, won't we?
Yeah,
The Royal We.
probably next week.
We'll know not when we're recording either of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll know next week if it's shipping or not.
That's right.
But hey, you've given up on the world of professional wrestling.
I like to think the world of professional wrestling has given up on me.
Todd, that's it's still there. You know, I don't know when it's on. There was a guy on Twitter who used to tell me whenever wrestling would be on. Now I have no idea when it's on.
I sent you a link for TV Guide. It can tell you everything that's on every day.
What did you call them? The purple flippy wrestlers?
The little purple wrestlers.
The little purple wrestlers.
There was a lot of little purple wrestling going on.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't handle. And then, you know what really I think that it was the brand split where they decided, like, I guess because the rosters were cut down, that they had a lot more, the shows have a lot more wrestling on them and a lot more wrestling and a lot less shenanigans.
Right.
And I don't know if you know this, but I really don't give a shit about actual wrestling. So, like, when they're in the thing and they're like, oh, like, that's an amazing move. And I'm like, yeah, where's, like, the big vinyl jackets? I want to see fashion and cartwheels and, like, deep-cut tank tops on Braun Strowman. These are the things I love. Paige is gone.
Ugh.
She seems to be doing well, though, on her own.
I'll let you continue with this.
I heard rumors that she's trying to get her third pop so she can leave. I was looking at dirt sheets because they started to meld into my comic news, which really sucks, and then yes, makes me look at other things. And so I hope her,
as a comic book fan and a wrestling fan, outside of them doing a story about a comic book about wrestling, keep the wrestling news away from my comic books and keep my comic books away from my wrestling.
It's not Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, right?
Right.
You want them completely separate. I'm the same way. It creeped into every part of my life.
Don't theme the Chikara shows for next season after Doctor Who.
Oh, I wish you were still around for that.
Just the vitriol in my voice every month doing those shows would just be like, ugh.
That's when I would have weaseled my way in.
Right.
That's when I would have put my size 10 and a half in the door.
Right. Oh, man. So I'm sad that you're no longer liking the wrestling.
I got burnt out on it. We all knew it was going to happen, didn't we? Didn't we really deep down know it was going to happen?
Yes, but I didn't think it would happen now. You know, Kevin Owens was still doing stuff. The New Day are still around.
You know what? The New Day aren't as good as they used to be.
Okay.
Because I think, like, you warned me all those months ago, and you were like, you don't know if the New Day can handle, you know, coming around, being heels so hard that they come around to being good guys. And I liked when they tweak the – it's still funny when they tweak the bad guys.
Right.
But I like when they tweak the crowd. Like, that was when they were on their game. Do you know what I mean? It was like say things about, I don't know, I guess to get, you know, to make the crowd angry, they would say disparaging things about local things in the area. And I really enjoyed that.
The cleverness of it.
What?
The cleverness of it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the fun things have, like, I don't know. I don't like Cesaro and what's his face as the tag team that doesn't like each other.
Right, the crazy missed match tag team that doesn't get along.
Right, there's a lot of stuff like when they broke up and they like, if I could take all the people I liked and put it on one show, then it would be as like, now I feel like, you know, some of them are over on SmackDown. I don't know, they did a lot of things to alienate this guy, and that was their biggest problem, because I was getting them like twos of threes of views because of my tweets.
You were.
Mm-hmm.
I greatly enjoyed your tweets, and that's what I will miss the most.
I know. You love me. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'll bust out for special events and stuff like that, for like the Raw after WrestleMania and WrestleMania itself. You never know. Who knows? I might lose the bet and have to see the Royal Rumble.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, the Royal Rumble's on, trademark.
Yes. So I saw, now I do want to say, it's not over yet, but this past Tuesday was the most eventful Terry Tuesday, I think, in the history of Terry Tuesday.
Oh, it was? I must have missed it.
Oh, my goodness. Did you figure out how to work Twitter?
I think I managed to, that or my mind finally just shuts off when I see Terry Tuesday. It's just like, ugh.
We usually start around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah, you get it done early.
What'll usually happen is, since I don't sleep, I'll search out my picture. I may already have 3 or 4 in the hopper already because I found a bunch of good ones this morning. And I'll get my tweet ready, and then I'll wait until my buddy Monsoon Classic sends his out. I always give him the first one.
You don't want to be the first one on the scene?
No, but I tail right behind his, like, literally by seconds.
You're drafting on Terry Tuesday?
Yes.
Like NASCAR drafting?
And then today, I don't know what it was. There was something like people just came out of the woodwork today with all sorts of Terry Funk pictures, and it made my day. And to co-opt it, like you did before, when you tried to, what was it, Tom Tuesday or something?
Yep.
And that didn't last too long because there's only 7 pictures of Tom Baker in existence.
That's right. He's like, what's that elusive actress? She's like Garbo. He's like Garbo, the modern day Garbo.
And then I saw today that you started doing, what is it? Is this going to be 12 Doctors of Christmas or some horseshit?
Yep. Today it was 12 Days of Christmas, so the 12th Doctor.
I wonder if Comixology didn't do their deal like they usually do.
I bet you can't guess who's going to be tomorrow. It would have been the other day, anyway, as this drops.
The next one would be the War Doctor?
No, the War Doctor doesn't have a number, so...
Oh, boy.
So the next one's Matt Smith. He's the bow tie.
The purple man, you mean?
No, that's 10. That's the one that comes out.
Oh, that's David Tennant.
Yeah, Tennant.
Yes. That's how I remember who he is. Oh, wait, Doctor Who sucks.
What? Right. We all can't love Chainsaw Charlie McCarthy.
That's right. So real quick, this is a story that you'll enjoy. Mm-hmm. So you'd mentioned about Paige before and how you had heard rumors that she's trying to get her third strike or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So her first suspension ended this past Saturday.
But I thought it was her second one. Her second
one started this past Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Because they stack them is what they do, you know? Like one ends, the other one begins. So she celebrated this. By her and Del Rio. Hang on, let me see if I could find the exact story.
You're terrible. You take such glee.
I do, because it's... No, do you know anything about the most recent Del Rio and Paige kerfuffle?
Wait for it. Didn't they go see... somebody's brother.
Okay.
And he beat up a Ninja Turtle.
That's correct. Look at you.
I told you, the dirt sheets are starting to mix into my comic news. As long as they don't mix into my Doctor Who news, ugh, then I would be inconsolable.
And Del Rio said, just to clarify, if you inappropriately touch my fiance in front of my face, you have to prepare to learn a lesson.
Oh, you did he call them a paro?
No, he did not tweet paro. I wish he did.
That's just you're just calling everybody dogs,
right? Oh my goodness!
See, I do listen to you occasionally.
So someone had said, you know, obviously people get into trouble sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. but when you seem to be at the center of like all these incidents,
right?
Maybe it's you.
Wait and stop.
Maybe you're the problem.
No, it's the world. It's the world against Paige and Del Rio.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. They are like the Raiders of wrestling. Everybody's against them.
Now, see, I like the Raiders, and I don't think everyone's against the Raiders. I'm sure people want to see the Raiders win or something.
I do.
I don't know, though, man. Beating up guys dressed like Ninja Turtles.
Listen, it's all for show. It's all a scam. It's a wrestling gotcha. I think they're 100% fine.
Oh boy, and it was the Raphael Ninja Turtle of the.
He is the hot-headed one.
Right. He is rude but cool. Is that what they say?
I forget. I'm more Mirage. Or he was the hot-headed one.
Mirage? Is that a Transformers or a GoBots reference or something?
Mirage is a Transformer, but that's the Mirage run. When it was the more mature stories.
Yes.
Come on, man.
All right.
Get your head out of the clouds.
And lastly, I just want to say, last week's After Dark is just blowing up.
What, Fishmath?
Fishmath. People are calling it the best episode of After Dark that we ever did.
Wow. I feel honored that my stupid life made it the best episode ever.
Listen, when I saw you tweeting about Fishmath, I said, there's something up here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story here. Yeah. And I'm excited. I want to hear it. And I think you need to share it with the world.
And I shared it with the whole wide world.
Right. And I hope that it leads to, you know, something bigger. Because when we talk about stuff, Todd.
Right.
It resonates throughout the internet world.
It's like quakes, seismic eruptions everywhere.
Right. I don't want to say that it spreads like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
But, who knows? This could lead to nothing, or could lead to something very interesting.
Oh my goodness. Are we going to get an Aquaman tie-in? Is that what it is?
No. But we are going to tie in with the Hanna-Barbera books at DC.
Oh my goodness.
Or actually, they're going to do a line where it's famous podcasters crossing over with Sid and Marty Krofft creations.
What if they did comic podcaster variant covers? That's what they need to do.
Didn't we talk about this before?
Well, no. We talked about getting our own. Like, you know how they offer them to comic shops and just offering our local comic shop, like, hey, like, you don't want to do it, but we'll take it.
Right, we'll take the hit.
We'll take the hit, we'll pay for them, and blah, 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 and put Long Box Heroes on it and everything. But this is like, you know when they did those really cool cosplay covers?
Yes.
Well, that's what they should do. They should do really handsome podcasters.
Oh, boy.
And we'll be at the forefront going, Long Box Heroes, the handsomest of all the comic podcasts out there.
Oh, my goodness.
What? We're just slopping over with handsome, Joe.
Eh, slopping over with something. I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know. I've seen some podcasters. It's about a wash.
I don't know, and sometimes nobody watches.
Yeah, you ain't. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
At least my hair is real.
Oh yeah, you can't have realistic fake hair. That's the downfall of all podcasts. But and because we're going to be checking out in a second, right? For After Dark.
Sure.
Is next week where the trial run on our new idea for next year starts?
Yes. Let me look at the calendar here.
That's right,
yes. So that means I will have had to have watched the Doctor Who Christmas special.
Right. I'll tell you which one, and I'll bring you the DVD today.
Now, I'm not sure how I want to handle the thing that you have to watch.
Okay.
I may have you do it live on the air.
Okay.
Since I think we had discussed it's only like 6 minutes long, right?
Right.
Right. And what I may do is, I may, like, sync up the audio for it.
Okay.
So that, like, when we're watching it, the audio is in the background and you're getting mostly our reactions to it, kind of like an audio commentary sort of thing.
Sure.
Right.
We'll have to discuss that because I want to see how that goes down with, you know, how wonderful my computer likes to be and stuff like that.
Right.
So I want to see what you want to do and how you want to do it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. So if you figured out what I'm going to make Todd watch, don't tell him. I'll be very upset.
Oh. I'm breathless with anticipation.
I really think you're going to enjoy it.
I really think you're going to enjoy what you're going to watch, too. And I wish I could watch it with you so I can enjoy you enjoying it. Oh, that would be so fantastic.
I don't know about that.
I'm just joking. I just wanted to say that phrase that I like to say.
Isn't that nachos only? It only applies to food?
No, it applies to anything. Anybody enjoying someone enjoying something else. It is timeless, Joe.
Okay. And Rogue One comes out this weekend.
Yes, it does.
Are you going to see it?
I probably am going to see it Thursday night.
Oh, that's right. You do the Thursday night gimmick.
That's right. I have no life. I can go whenever. I got no ball and chain. I got no screaming kid. I just get up and go, hey, it's 8:30. This is what time Rogue One starts. Maybe I'll put my butt in a seat and watch it.
Well, if only dad distractions was still a thing, there'd be quite a screaming kid story to tell.
Oh, my goodness. If you want to do dad distractions with me, I told you, the way it would be was you would tell, you know, your stories, and then I would tell stories of how my father would handle it. That's my idea for that.
Is there a way we can get your actual dad on the podcast, or is that...
Do you mind recording at the local watering hole?
I don't know how the acoustics would be.
Oh, they'd be lovely. Lovely.
I have been drinking more while we do the show, so...
I've been drinking more in general.
All right, everybody. soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. This has been Longbox Heroes After Dark 108. I hope you enjoyed this. Good night, everybody.
When Foreman pushes us, though, that's when I'll get followers.
Right. I was just looking at their Twitter. They have, like, a contest going on. And then they have a thing, like, it's like every day it's like, oh, here's a picture of, I don't want to say an actor or someone hired for an ad campaign. And here's a thing that they make on their George Foreman grill. And I'm sitting there looking at this. I'm like, Todd needs to be on there. That needs to be Todd, not these people.
I know,
Todd
but my
really
food...
uses his goddamn Foreman grill.
I used it today.
Of course you did.
I made a grilled cheese sandwich to go with my clam chowder. What? It was delightful.
All right.
There's no butter, so it's healthier.
Did you grill your peanut butter and jelly sandwich the other day or no?
What are you, a fucking monster? No way. Jelly has to be cold. I mentioned this on the show about
a month or so ago. My son was having a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich. He asked me if I wanted to have a bite. I took a bite. It was delightful.
No. Jelly or preserves? I'm more of a preserves man myself.
Whatever.
Has to be cool. Cold. If not, it's disgusting. The fuck's the matter with you and your child?
All right.
Well, I do want to do a whole After Dark someday about peanut butter and jelly.
All right.
I have a peanut butter and jelly system.
We're not going to be able to get to this for, like, 2 weeks now on After Dark, you know.
Why? Because we're doing the...
We're doing Christmas next week.
Right.
And then I don't know what the hell we're doing the week after that. So it's going to be, like, at least 2 weeks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant...
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm recording now, so I might tack this on to the existing After Dark just to give myself more work tonight.
Oh, this sounds like fun.
Right. Oh. So whenever you're ready to go, we can start the real show.
Let me get up my notes.
Take a little stinger at the end of the show. This is the thing that podcasts do.
Stingers?
Yes, yeah, stinger.
Hmm. Wasn't he a guy?
Wasn't he a guy? He still is a guy.
How's he doing?
He's doing all right. He's a World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Famer, like our president-elect. And he's also a Wrestling Observer Hall of Famer.
And didn't he have his career ended by that wrestler who likes to hurt people?
Brock Lesnar?
No, the other one. The hot cop who didn't get the potato salad.
Right, the hot cop who didn't get the potato salad. That is correct. He did. He did get hurt by him.
Mm, what a track record that guy has.
He certainly does.
He hurt Dean Ambrose the most when he didn't get the potato salad.
Well, no, Dean hurt him the most.
No. It hurt him. At first, it hurt. If you don't get potato salad with steak, it's... you, come on. Jeez.
All right.